highlighted that section.
Once a state tax commission decision has been rendered, the decision is the basis for future values. That's her exact word.
Okay. All right.
It's a basis for future values.
Right.
And it goes on to say it can't be increased. They use the word can't be increased. Doesn't it say that?
We just called the attorney, the state chief counsel for the state tax commission, and that was the response we had.
She sent us a copy of 137.345.
No.
Well, that's just one part. It would have to be 137.345. I don't have that in front of me, the whole statute.
Well, it's went up from 1.4 to 1.7, and then it just jumped this last year to 3.
Using a cost range.
3. So, state tax commission has ruled on it that it goes, it can go on a income approach.
It has to.
I don't doubt that they ruled that it has to go on an income approach.
Well, no, they haven't ruled on it because they had, this statute was not in play then, but now the statute is in play, and so we have to use
income.
An income approach.
Have to.
You have to at this point. Using the income approach going forward.
Well,
so
which is what? Which was what? Which was the basis of their decision in 2012 as well?
Right.
I mean, I think that I think Rockbridge one can't be changed unless you have evidence from the assessor that there's been a change, and you have no evidence. I mean, the statute says you can't increase it unless whatever those words are in the statute has taken effect. And you don't have any evidence of that. Nobody's presented any.
Well, and we also found out that if we don't use the income approach, that the state tax commission can gather that information and require you to provide it, where we cannot require you to provide it on the income approach. But the state tax commission can require you to provide it.
Well, I understand that, but we provided the appraisal that's based on that information. We have provided it. And we would have provided anything that Mr. Pennell asked. You know, I don't think we should be penalized because he hasn't done what he's supposed to do, which is get a guy in there that can do the appraisal the way it's supposed to be done under a state statute. But we would have to now go to the state tax commission again, a second time. After the statute says you don't have to come back here. It's locked in now.
Well, we're not trying to use the cost approach at this point. We think we can't.
The statutory scheme is to stop this at the assessor level, and if he's not successful, then at your level. And to pass it on to the state tax commission defeats the whole purpose of this statutory layout. I'm going back now to the state tax commission to show them exactly what I've shown you, and they're going to come back and say, well, yeah, the income approach applies, and Mr. Pennell has no evidence to the contrary because he doesn't have a guy that can do it.
I understand.
And we're going to end up with another decision based on the income approach that I've given you the appraisal for, and he's going to be locked into that then.
I understand. And right now we're specifically talking about the one that you already received the decision on.
And actually the other two as well. I mean, I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've given you an appraisal based on the statute, and he hasn't done that. He has not given you, he's not given you a value based on what the statute requires. The best evidence you have is what I've given you.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with the evidence. I mean, it's income approach, using a reasonable cap rate. And you have nothing to the contrary. Why would you pass it on up the stream and let them say the same thing?
That's why I was asking you about the cap rate. But what you said is you didn't have to use that back then. And that's what's confusing to us, is that the cap rate in the statute says that you have to use average current market data available in the county where the parcel is. And
But that's supposed to be determined by the assessor, not by us. We have no access to that information.
Well, your appraiser used to determine the cap rate in the Sycamore by using properties in Greene County.
Well, that was the only, there's no county. Taney doesn't give us a cap rate. They haven't valued it. They have not calculated that cap rate.
No, I think you have
something that isn't available.
I don't think that there's a cap rate available in Greene. I think you use comparable properties. I mean, if I'm reading this correctly, page 103, you use that cap rate based on a summary of properties and made a determination of a cap rate.
No.
So I'm not sure we have. I still wanted, you mentioned something about this 137.345, and I don't have the whole statute in front of me. You said cannot change. I need to have that in front of me as well.
That's it. That's attached to the application. It's only two pages long, and I think it's just ahead of the tax commission opinion that I attached.
Okay.
I highlighted subsection 5.
Okay. Just 1 second. Yeah, subsection 5 is the one we're looking at, and there's not a... It just says must base future assessments. It doesn't say anything about cannot change.
What is the last clause say?
Then the following... Then the next following and all subsequent years, the basis upon which the assessor must base future assessments of the subject property shall be the basis established by the successful appeal, and any increases must be established from that basis.
Okay, increases. And you've not been presented any evidence of an increase, to justify an increase. I mean, he has some obligation here to present evidence. We've done our job. I mean, we have the burden. I mean, we've met our burden. We've given you an appraisal based on the statute. And you've got nothing in return from the assessor's office. If he just doesn't do anything, I'm going to end up spending a bunch of money to do his job, essentially. And that just isn't the statutory scheme. It's not right, either. I mean, he should at least have a guy who can do what the statute requires an assessor to do on these properties, and not be able to skate by and just get doing nothing and making me go to the next level and spend money to do his job. It's just not fair.
I do understand the argument, and I mean, this is obviously a new statute, that they're relatively new, so I think it's kind of new territory for us as far as this assessment. Is that a fair statement?
Oh yeah, and I don't disagree with Dan's argument a bit.
I think moving forward on this one, the BOE number 11, which is Rock Ridge 1, has been to the State Tax Commission, has presented evidence to the State Tax Commission. We don't have any evidence to the counter at this point for an income-based approach. So I am going to make a motion that we move his valuation to what he had requested on 2017-11, which is 1.477 something.
What are we looking for? Which one are we looking
for? He's short $1,460,000. And that is 11.
It was $1,460,000.
Correct. I'm still looking for a full copy of that statute.
I'm getting close here.
Well, anyway.
Because we don't have any other evaluation, any other income evaluation to go off of other than the cost, other than the his cost approach that we had.
I don't have any. I would second it on that motion.
You are seconding?
I seconded it.
Okay. We have a motion on the table to go with what the state tax commission had already decided in 2011. Going to vote. All in favor? Aye.
Wait a minute. 11 wasn't... Isn't it 10 that went before the state?
No, it's actually 11 because we have lot 1. We're talking about lot 1.
Okay.
Rock Ridge right. 1. Yeah, it's confusing because they're mixed up on here. So.
Okay.
Hey, David. You want to look at this?
Was that 3 ayes?
Yeah. Did we have 3 ayes? I'm sorry.
No.
Speak with the president. Chair.
Numbers 345. Number 5. I'm not arguing it.
Sure.
If it seems to stop, such places it stops. I might not look at it that right.
Did you vote? Are you holding?
Not that it matters.
We have.
Yes, I'm sorry. Did you say?
Yeah, we have a vote on the table to on Rock Ridge 1 to accept the valuation that the State Tax Commission did in 2011, changing the valuation from $3,331,249 to $1,460,000.
I seconded it.
Yeah, and so we have a vote on the table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, I'm assuming going forward, Chuck, that you're probably going to be sending out some requests for income information in coming years on properties like this.
Now, just to be clear, Dan, this doesn't mean that can't change in the future. It's not necessarily means that it's set. It's just that is a basis for it. Going back to BOE 2017-12, did we vote on that? I don't believe we did, which is the Sycamore housing because we didn't have adequate enough.
Or 10. We haven't voted on 10 or 10 or
correct.
12.
Correct. I'm going to make a motion that based on 10 and 12, BOE number 10 and 12, that we deny those based on inadequate amount of information. Do I have a second?
To be consistent with what we did with the other, I think we have to let them go to the commission because I don't know what the new statute means from in the section that I've already cited. The
county cap rate, right.
Okay, so I would second it.
All right. Going to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Dan, I appreciate your time, and we had